What's good, what's popping, everybody? This is Danny the Storyteller once again, and I'm back with another awesome podcast, which is kind of chilly, kind of vibe, and kind of gonna make you angry or pissed off or whatever it's gonna be, but it's the truth of the matter. Hope you guys have been okay. Hope you guys have been keeping safe and everything, you know, sanitizing and corona-free stuff. Yeah, so from wherever you are, from wherever you're listening to, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening in. And thank you so much for your comments and voice notes. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for the love. Now, without further ado, I want to get into the topic of today. So actually, today we're talking about friends and success. These two things, whether you like it or not, in some type of way, actually just come together. You know, a friend and success and how you live your life, not considering or not actually listening to what other people say. So let's get to it. A friend. Well, personally to me, a friend is someone who leave alone whatever people say, like a friend is a person who's in need or crap like that. But it's actually true at some point. But a friend is someone who's there with you, has been with you, and always has been with you, even in the darkest of times. Even when you went through hell, that person has been there with you to stick by you, support you in every way they can, even if it's financially or also mentally or, you know, emotionally, still mentally. So, yeah, that's my kind of definition of a friend. Someone who's there for you. Someone who actually sticks by you. And let's go to success. What is success? Everyone wants success. Everyone wants accomplishment. Everyone wants a life filled with a vibe of wealth. So to me, success is not Porsche cars. To me, success is not having a big mansion just to show off. My kind of success is where we have wealth accomplishment, a stable time, and financial freedom. So this is gonna pinch so many people out there, and it's gonna piss you off, but I don't give a shit, because this is actually the truth of the matter. If you have someone in your circle or a circle of friends that actually do not support or actually do not concur with your mindset, or what you do not have the same mindset of wanting the finer things in life or wanting the good things in life, then I don't think you're in the right circle. I don't think you're in the kind of group that actually wants you to grow. I don't think you're in the kind of group that actually wants to see you succeed in life, you know? I don't think you're in the kind of group that wants to be like, hey man, hey girl, how you doing? We are at a place where right now we are so free. Can we travel? Yeah. Can we invest in something? Yeah. Can we do something? Blah, 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 idiota. You know, that kind of stuff. I feel like the society nowadays are stereotyped us so much that if you don't have the legit kind of friends who are, hey, form nigani, you know, let's have some fun, let's do this, you know, you are the most boring person in the society, or the person who actually doesn't have friends. And I'm doing this in quotes, you know, in the air, open and close quote marks in the air, friends. How can your friend trying to push you to the wrong direction, trying to vibe with you every time? I do not refuse the fact that you can go out and spend so much time with your friend, and you know, at least let loose. But you gotta put your priorities right, you know? You have to put your priorities right. Have the mindset of a 40-year-old, someone who actually wants to be somewhere in life, you know? Have the vibe of an 18-year-old who just wants to dance the night away. And have the determination of a 25-year-old, someone who actually wants to see themselves maybe out of their parents' house if they're not out. Just want to have a stable income, wants to be somewhere in life where they can say, hey, I have my own money, I have my own place, I have my own stuff that I can actually do. Stop concentrating on the millennials in the society nowadays who just want to have fun and party, forgetting that they have a future, they have a life. They will be having children to take care of the one children. They will be having a wife or a husband to take care of in the future. So I do not get it as to why you people or someone just wants to be like, hey, you know what? I'm your friend, so let's go party, let's go have fun. you know what? If you don't choose your friends, they will choose you. And if you don't choose life, it will hunt you down until you grip it by the neck and say, I want this. Why do you want life to eat you up while you can eat life? Why do you want people to dictate how you can live your life and you can live it? This is gonna piss you off, but the fact remains, if you do not have legit friends, cut them off. Cut them off, my friend. Cut them off, girl. Cut them off, boy. You know why? You know why? You wanna know why? Because these people are gonna move you and pull you astray. These people are gonna die you down and are gonna drain you of every little bit of dreams you have. You think it's a joke? You think it's funny? You think I'm scolding you? Man, it's the truth. Man, it's the truth. Put yourself in this scenario in need. Who's gonna come for you? Are they gonna come through? If they're gonna come through, then keep them. That's a loyal friend. If they ain't gonna come through, then do away with them. Because why? You've been always there trying to reciprocate the same vibe like, hey, I'm in a hustle, I'm in a fix, can you help me out? Yeah, I'm gonna help you out because I am your friend. Even if I do not have the cash right now, I'm gonna find a way to help you because you are my friend and I wanna see you succeed in life. But if you're a friend who keeps talking behind my back, then success is not ours. Come on, be with a friend who you sit down and be like, hey, by the way, I have this venture, I have this thing that I want to do. Do you want to help me? Do you want to start with me? I ain't going to leave you behind because I remember one day when I was behind and I remember one time when I was helped. So why am I not going to be with you, you know? Even in relationships. If you guys want to build a relationship, then you have to work for it. Loving someone does not mean it's like, hey, babe, I love you too, and that's it. No. Come on, man. You have to work for success. In every successful journey, in every successful story, there is a dark past. You may have cut off friends. You may have cut off family members. You may even have cut yourself off in a way that you denied yourself of some the finer things in life until you got there. Then why? Why do you want to be that person who's just being swayed away by peer pressure and mob psychology just because? Finish the sentence, just because. If you're a man and you're a lady out there who wants to be successful and wants to see yourself being that person who people look up to, if you want to be a mentor to many, if you want to change someone's life, remove them out of where they are, remove them from where they feel like the world wants to just grip them and eat them whole, then you gotta make sacrifices, fam. Even with that closest friend, you feel like, hey, I cannot do without this friend. Why? Because maybe they're there for me when I'm down. But do you have the same goals in life? They necessarily don't have to be the same in terms of, hey, nataka gari pia, I want a car. No. The same goals in life like, by the way, do we actually need to do this? Yes, we do need to do this. Can we set priorities? Yes. I lost friends when I decided I don't want to go and party again. I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of friends when I set my priorities straight and decided to strictly concentrate on the hustle and strictly concentrate on building myself both mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially. And that's how I lost friends. And that's how I knew that I have little and I have the tiniest circle of friends. And I'm very glad to know that. You know why? Because right now I am focused. Because right now I know what I want in life. You're either with me or against me. I either help you, we help each other, we build each other. Look at the most successful people in life. Let me give you an example of Chris Brown, my friends. Chris Brown has had those fellow dancers of his for the longest time ever. Ever since the days he was singing, oh baby, breakup songs and all that stuff. You know? And right now look at him. And right now look at all of them. They're in the same place just because he decided and they decided to work together, help each other and build each other. It's not all about the vibe, fam. You can chill in the house and at least do something. You can drink in the house. You can smoke or whatever you want. You can do it inside the house. But rule out the friends who just wanna be like, hey, when do they even, it's like they smell money. It's like they smell when you have money. Every time you get that money in your M-Pesa or PayPal or Cash App or anything, they're like, hey, I'm taking you out and we need to party. And when you tell them you ain't got no, you know, something, they'd be like, hey, but trust me, you're gonna get that money out whether you like it or not. Because you feel like, I'm obligated to help this person, I'm obligated to have fun with this person, so why don't I remove some cash? But wait, you can remove the cash, but at least have a plan, at least have a priority. This is for partying, this is for doing something, this is for this and this is for that. I do not agree with the point that you just have to force someone to do something just because they think you're a friend. That reverse psychology is crap. That is bullshit. And I'm really not afraid to say it. If you're my friend and you're my real friend, then you're gonna support my dreams. And I'm definitely gonna support your dreams. Doesn't have to be financially. Doesn't have to be physically. I can be your moral support. Even texting like, hey, I am proud of you. Can I help you somewhere? Do you need to apply something I can help you with? Do you need a connection? I can connect you to someone. That's helping your friend. But not just depending on them, just when the vibe is right and you feel like you actually need to spend time together or even hang out. That's not a friend. That is definitely not a friend. Set your point straight and set your love straight. Because even if you cannot move with your significant other in the right direction, definitely, you both have different lives. I totally agree that you both want to be successful individually, let alone even together. But if you cannot set your priorities straight and you're giving so much energy, you're not getting it back, sit down, talk with a person. If they're not willing to listen, if they're not willing to concentrate on it, just let it be. Let it be, fam. Let it be. Don't force someone. Sometimes the mind gets tired. Sometimes you just get tired of trying too much. Because you have put so much potential and so much effort inside that you feel like right now, this is fucked up. I'm tired. We'll be right back, fam. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back. I needed a little water break. I guess I had taken this too personally. But anyway, where were we? So as I was saying, in your own view of a friend, we may have different perspectives. We may have different mindsets of who a friend actually is or how you want to see success. But I have seen so many people out there who have actually succeeded at the age of 22, 23, 24, 25, 26 to 30 years old. And these people have actually told stories of cutting off so many friends who actually just wanted them to be there for them. But it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it because these people actually wasted them. These people actually didn't want them to succeed. They talk behind the back like, bro, it was really messed up because... Why do I have to force you to do something? If you're my friend, I should really understand and respect the fact that you don't want to do something. I should really respect the fact that you want to succeed. I shouldn't be forcing you to live a life that I want you to live, and you have definitely a different life. We won't live in the same house. We won't live maybe even in the same country. We won't live in the same region. We won't live close together. Coincidentally, maybe live close together, but still, that's like 1 out of 10, that's 1%. So you know what? If you stopped clubbing and people actually left you, congratulations and welcome to the 1% club, because that 1% club is a club that people know what they want. People have actually set them straight, and you should have short-term goals for success and long-term goals for success. Success is huge. Success is always there. But it always has a very complicated story. It has a very complicated start. Because success doesn't start from kaboom. You had that snap of the finger? That sound? It doesn't work like that. And friends and success, they have to correspond. They really have to correspond. Because it says, show me the people you roll with and I'll tell you who you are. I'll tell you your character. So if you roll with hypocrites and hooligans, then you're also a hooligan and a hypocrite. But if you roll with people who have actually even got into a place where you want to get, then bro, girl, you are safe. Because trust me, that will rub on you. It's like survival, it's like growth, it's like life all in all, in some type of way or in the best way ever. You feel me? So you can be pissed off, you can be angry, you can be okay and like, yes, this is true. You can feel anything. But it is none of my business. It is point of your business to determine the friends you have. You check someone's WhatsApp or Instagram or Twitter or wherever they are, Snapchat. And then you see they have like 10,000, 35,000 or let me use WhatsApp, like 450 contacts, and you only talk like 10 of them. And out of the 10, there are only two of those people who you actually close with. And out of those two, there's one who's willing to help you. Then what's the point? Are you getting the vibe there? You're gonna have so many people, and you're gonna have only one friend or two who are actually willing to stick by you. I'm glad I have G's in my life and friends in my life who are actually having the same mindset as I am, and we're moving in the same direction. Maybe one of them may be progressing better than us, but we are pushing each other to the limit where we know in 2 years' time, in 1 year's time, in 6 years' time, we need to be somewhere. Come on, let's have a convoy. Let's go somewhere. Let's travel. Let's have a vacation. Let's invest in something. Let's do it. You know, fake it till you make it. That's not a crime. Faking it till you make it is not a crime. Let them call it pretense. Let them call it crap. Let them call it whatever they're gonna call it. But it won't rub itself or be imprinted in your face. It's like he is faking it. No. The people who are actually gonna support you. You have so many people out there who have actually hidden themselves but are checking from the background to see, hey, is this person gonna succeed? Is this person gonna be good enough for them to help me, or for me to even have a helping hand to them? You know? Scrutinize your friends. Think about your life and set goals and priorities. Scrutinize your relationship. To start with, some things are very toxic. Some things are even not worth even stressing on. If someone wants to live their life recklessly, don't force them to change. If you have tried so much to even try and change them, and you have tried so much in your entire freaking timeline or life to like just tell them like, yo, I am willing to help you and set your priorities straight, but they feel like you're the one who's even trying to derail them in their life because they want to have fun and everything, maybe that's the moment. Let them be. Move away. Just watch from the background. If they want help, they will come to you. If they don't want it, then bro, girl, you got your own life. Be that independent lady, and people be like, she has a nice car, how did she do it? And you tell them, just let alone the crap and the stereotypes people are trying to portray in society, and be you. Do you. Because there is no one who's going to live your life apart from you. There is no one who's going to live your life the way you're going to live it. You know, living your life is not a regret. The only regret is living a life that you're so fucked up that you don't even know why did I do this. The only regret, no one is born successful, you know? No one is born successful. So the only regret you'll have is not trying your best to even get there. Not even pulling a finger and just pointing to the letter S and saying, hey, I actually touched it. I was almost there. But trust me, there is no almost in success. When you touch it, there is definitely a way in, and there is no way out. That's the best thing. There is no way out to success, but there is always a way in. Then why don't you fight for it? Why don't you try your best to be the best version of you and at least show people that you can actually be yourself? You know, I like it. I like it when a friend tells me the truth and tells me you actually pissed me off and you actually messed with me. That's a real friend. That's a real G, because we're talking and we're solving things. But not just going to speak behind my back that I am trying my best to be the best version of me out here, trying to hustle so hard, trying to sweat, trying to build my own empire. And then you're out there trying to pull some stunts and pull some crappy shit out there that... I've said enough. Friends and success, they correspond. Definitely go together. So if you have good friends, good for you. If you have not yet scrutinized your friends, I don't mean like go and interrogate them. Definitely you will know. You will know the kind of friends you have. So check it. Look. Right and left, front and back. Who's standing with you? If it's one, make sure you move with that person until the end. If it's two, good. If it's three, four, or five, you're a G. And those are real friends. Friends. Ooh. Because finding loyalty, it's really hard. Even in relationships and success, it's really hard. Your loyalty is really something strong. And success also has loyalty. Because it's still going to have downfalls even when you get there. Still going to have challenges. May not be financially, but it may be also physically and mentally. So you need that moral support. You need that psychological, you know, peace inside you. And if you have a significant other, try and push them to be the best. But as I said, if they don't want to, lay low. Be you. Don't force them. You just don't do whatever you want to do to them. Let them live their own life and you live your own life. Maybe you might meet at the top. Maybe things don't go well. But life still moves on. It's your life. It is your life. And you have to make a change and you have to make a decision. You have to make up your mind to be the best or the worst. You have to make up your mind to be successful or just continue being an average person. It is your life to live. And mark my words, you will be happy when you succeed. You will be happy tasting success and you will be happy mentoring people and being with a circle that actually understands where you are going and where you're coming from. I have been there and I know how it feels. So choose your friends wisely. Be you and be yourself. So this is Danny the Storyteller. Have a nice time. If it got you angry, take a chill pill. If it meant something to you, be happy, be good. Friends and success, be the best. Thank you so much. Have an awesome time. Let's meet in the next segment. Aye.